What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike Spike and Fritz. Shady joining us in about an hour. Flyers and 50 with Broads at 3. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google 5-star reviews, Mark's Jewelers. Online at marks-jewelers.com. All right, Ike, it's time to guess the Twitter poll results.
All right, what we got?
Which more describes how you currently feel about Nick Sirianni? I'm a Nick guy. Or I'm a Nick skeptic?
This could be close. So I'm going to say majority says I'm a Nick guy. Let's go 64%.
So I'm a Nick guy is at 74%.
Ooh, higher than I
thought. Wow. I do wonder, though, because, you know, not everybody that votes is listening to the show. I do wonder
well, that's
if
not possible.
I do wonder if I said to them, now, being a Nick guy means right, you yes. can't hop off if they lose on Sunday, you know, unless he and runs out in the field naked and, you know.
And that's where you lose me.
Yeah, that's where I lose you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Growing on Nick.
Yeah. Yeah, it's more
Nick's
like...
Nick's growing on you.
Yeah. It's sure. more like, yeah. are you a Nick guy?
You're not growing on Nick.
Well, maybe... Well, you don't know that.
Yeah, well,
have you talked to Nick recently?
I have not talked to Nick recently.
I haven't played a lot of his drops. We've gotten over the first press conference.
Yes.
Yeah.
He probably is happy that you stopped playing a lot of his drops.
He's not giving me much,
yeah,
frankly.
You know, purposely.
Could you put another poll out and ask the same question, but the two options are, I'm a Nick guy or he's growing on me?
Okay.
All right, I just want to see if it comes up with a different, and just ignore the responses and say, oh, you didn't get the response you won in the first Twitter poll. You guys suck.
Oh, the narrative didn't fit narrative
yeah.
huh?
Nepo baby, blah,
yeah,
blah, blah,
yeah,
blah, blah.
Yeah, I got your job.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Are you declaring yourself a Nick guy? Chris in Middletown, you're on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Pump the brakes on this Nick is great nonsense. Can we please? Mm-hmm. All right, let me bring some sanity back to the afternoon show. Guys, Nick's James Franklin, okay? He gets carried by...
Wow.
Jack knows what I'm talking about.
It's not a bad comp.
At least Franklin brings in the players. Dude, Nick is driving the car that Howie built, okay? He has always had one of the top lines, offensive lines in the NFL. He's got Kelsey and Lane Johnson, who are huge future Hall of Famers. He has A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert, Jalen Hurts, Saquad, the sub inhuman runner Barkley. The defense was run, and they had the third most sacks that season that they went to the Super Bowl. So, like, yeah, Fletcher Cox, B.G., Jalen Carter, Zach Bond, Guantanamo Bay. Guys.
So wait a minute. Before this year, you were talking about how talented the defense was?
Yeah, this year he's got two first-team All-Pros and four second-team All-Pros, okay? So before we start throwing all the roses, and Nick is great. He also has one of the leading minds as a defensive coordinator that many coaches have designed their defenses off of, running the defense. He has...
Let me interrupt you for a second here, Chris. You would say last couple of years, the Kansas City Chiefs were carried by their defense, right? Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Is Andy Reid calling the defense?
No, Andy Reid's not calling
And he's got a pretty elite defensive coordinator, doesn't he?
there, Spike, was
he's got a guy. He's got an elite defensive coordinator. He's got a quarterback who people are already arguing is going to challenge Tom Brady for the best quarterback of all time. And no one says to me that Andy Reid is not a great coach because he happens to have the second best quarterback of all time, potentially, an elite defensive coordinator, an elite defense that he has nothing to do with.
Because he doesn't do anything with the defense. He never has. He always gives that to his defensive coordinators.
Sure.
The difference there, but listen, the difference with Andy there is Andy won last year, won a Super Bowl with, other than Pat Mahomes, you tell me what absolute weapon of a stud that they had.
Yes, and they didn't have a good offense.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was all manufactured by Pat Mahomes and by Andy because Andy runs the offense. Andy coached them well enough to take scraps.
I think I just got you there.
With Pat Mahomes to win a Super Bowl.
I'm sorry?
He took scraps and put it together with Pat Mahomes.
With scraps. With debatably the best quarterback. Hold on. We just agreed he has nothing to do with the defense, and we just agreed that he potentially has the greatest quarterback of all time who's out there making plays. So in the Super Bowl, when the defense played great and Patrick Mahomes made a few plays at the end of the game to win the game, I think Andy's the best coach in the NFL, but what are we crediting Andy with there? My point being, no coach in the NFL is winning 14, 15 games without a ton of talent. They're just not.
But here's the difference between those two.
And Nick Sirianni Nick Sirianni went to a Super Bowl with Jalen Hurts as his quarterback, who we're all even debating how good he is at this point. So I think there are a lot of things that you can look, you know, in the past and say that Sirianni did something with players that another coach may have not have done that with.
Sirianni doesn't have any major effect on any side of the ball. We're the offense in Kansas City, so you're trying to compare two people that are not the same.
Well, here's where you're wrong, Chris. Here's where you're wrong, because you're trying to minimize what Sirianni does throughout the week to help put together the offensive game plan to put guys in the right position. What do you think Nick Sirianni does when they're having offensive meetings?
I think he's part of the conversation, Ike, but like we saw last year when he doesn't have strong coordinators to carry him, that's where they struggle. And maybe that's where when troubles fall, he's not able to necessarily navigate himself out of. I hope. Here's what I hope, guys. First of all, I fully expect them to win on Sunday. I am not nervous. Anybody that is, go buy yourself a dog. They're going to win. And when he can win another AFC title and get and goes to the NFC Championship game and he can win another NFC Championship, then I'll give him his credit. Right now, today, after just going into this game against the Rams, I'm not there yet. Now, you win me another NFC title and you bring me two NFC titles, I don't even need a Super Bowl, although I want the Super Bowl. Then I'll throw the flowers at your feet. Not until then. I'm still not there. Your original poll, I'm still skeptical. That's where I'm at.
All right.
Okay. All right, Chris.
All right. Well, some people you're not going to convince, right? Like, so they move the goalposts, right? Because if you would have told Chris or anyone else at the time of the hiring that this guy was going to take you to a Super Bowl, take you to the playoffs four straight years, right? Win as many games as he's won over the 4 years that he's been here, 14 games twice.
Third best winning percentage in NFL history, yes, right, in the regular season.
We would have taken that in a heartbeat when he was hired because we didn't think he was going to last a year here when you heard the press conference, his first press conference.
No.
So if I'd have told you this is where he would be after year four, you would have gladly taken that. Gladly taken, even with some of his missteps with the back and forth with the fans and all that type of stuff, he still has managed to win 70%+ of the games he's coached since he's been here, man. That's a lot of wins.
And really, truth being, I do understand that if he's not in charge of offense or defense, the fact that you have to have two really good coordinators in there does put, like, okay, I concede.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, but I concede. Like, maybe if you don't have a good offensive coordinator and Nick can't do it, but then he has to be elite at the other stuff, which it seems like he is.
Yes.
And it's not just me, and it's not just Ike. It's the fact that I read and talk to player after player and hear player after player be like, you know, we play for this guy. You know, this guy holds us accountable. This guy is showing us, you know, this sort of tape every single week that makes us think about this or that. Even the, I know we give Fangio credit for the defense, but the first person I heard saying we're missing tackles all over the place was Nick.
Yeah.
It was Nick Sirianni saying we missed 18 tackles the other day, you know, going into the bye week and came out a different defense. So I'm not saying that that's Nick, but it's Nick's decision to throw pads on during practice and toughen up the team. Those are all Nick's decisions.
We've seen plenty of coaches that have talent on their roster and can't win with it. Like, we've seen that. Let's not act like just because you have talent, it's a guarantee you're going to win. It may be expected of you, but it doesn't mean every coach reaches that expectation with the talent that they have around them. And it's something to being able to coach talent and keep guys happy and keep everybody locked in for the same goal. That's not easy. We've seen guys. Chip had talent when he was here.
No, of course.
Chip Kelly had talent when he was here.
He got rid of him.
But he was, exactly.
Yeah.
Because he can't relate to players, because he can't connect with players. When we used to hear stories about Chip walking past players in the hallways without even speaking to them. But I'll never forget that with Brandon Boykins. Huh. And Chip wound up trading him out there. And then... Don't get me started on faculty and personnel. How you treated people around the building.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, they were all so relieved when Chip
was gone.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? So, but that all matters when you talk about the environment and the culture. You don't hear that about Nick Sirianni. Everybody down there loves Nick Sirianni. He's not a tyrant running through the NovaCare like he's a maniac. And where people are like, oh, this dude doesn't know what he's doing, man. This dude is an egomaniac.
Jack, let me ask you this. And I promise I'm not doing this to jab you, because I think it's an interesting question.
Yeah, I like well.
Well, because we perceive the manager of the baseball team as most managers of baseball teams, it's less about strategy and more about getting the most out of your players.
Oh, it's 162 games. You got to manage the clubhouse.
Who do you think does a better job of managing their clubhouse / locker room, Nick Sirianni or Topper?
I'd say Nick.
Yeah, and that's a
shocker.
Well, yeah. Because I think Thompson hasn't had the AJ Brown situation with Jalen. He hasn't really had to manage any blowups.
No, he lets the players do what they want to do.
And a bunch of team guys.
Just said he lets them figure it out.
Team guys who won't change positions.
Yeah.
Well, listen. Why would you have to change positions?
We got the best defensive left fielder in baseball, and we're going to have him play. Or best defensive right fielder in baseball, we're going to have him play left field because the guy won't change.
Yeah, well, listen. Nick's better in right.
Yeah.
Who's better at their job, Jalen or Nick?
I think Nick. I mean,
who's better at their job, Jalen or Nick? Well, yeah. I'd say Nick.
Yeah.
I mean, you would have to.
Yeah.
I mean, Jalen's good at his job, but you're asking who's better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Nick.
Good answers.
Yeah.
Totally agree.
Yeah, shocker.
Would we have said that 4 months ago?
No.
Prior to the season. Because we've had this question before.
Heading into the season, people were way more in on Jalen than Nick.
Right.
Yes.
What would we ask? If things don't go well,
who's more likely
to be to blame? Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of it was Nick.
Yes. 215-592-9494. Dustin in the Northeast. You're on WIP. What's up, Dustin?
Ike, Spike, how are you, fellas?
What's up? Say hi to Fritz.
Fitzy baby, how you doing back there, brother?
Missed you, Dustin.
Yeah, did you get the package? I sent you a little welcome back gift.
Oh.
Whoa, hold on. What was it?
It's a customized squeegee to make sure that the glass is clean in between you, Ike, and Spike.
Oh, I knew you were going to set me up for something.
I did not see that coming.
Hawks 2 over there. Yeah. Hawks 2 with Fritz.
I love that name.
Hey, Fritz, in all honesty, dude, congratulations. We're glad to have you back, brother.
But, thank you.
You a Nick guy, Dustin, or not a Nick guy?
Man, how can you not be a Nick guy? He's got the second most wins at the start of a four-year career of a head coach. All the dude does is win. He gets his players to play for him, and he figures out ways to win ball games. We all bitched and complained last year because we didn't have a defense coordinator. We didn't have an offensive coordinator. But our head coach is doing nothing but winning games, other than the last six last year. Don't get me wrong. That was horrible. But how can you not like somebody that gets people to play for him the way he gets these guys to play for him?
His ability to manage how the offseason went with the questioning of him, the perception or the definite reality of taking away, publicly taking away responsibility for him, him managing that, and then him managing the blowups that happened this year mm-hmm. to a team that is saying, like, to, you know, I read the thing from Rick Lovato about how together the team is. Brandon says that every BG show, and I can tell when Brandon's just saying something and not saying something. You can sort of see it in his eyes that he really believes that this team plays for each other. That all has to be attributed to Nick. It just the players deserve credit. They're the ones doing it, but that's a leadership thing. You know, that's the thing at the and losing two locker room leaders like they lost two vets in Kelce and Fletcher Cox and just giving I think the fact that a player like Jordan Mailata feels confident enough and empowered enough to become one of those guys speaks to the culture that's there, and that goes back to Nick as well.
I couldn't agree with you more, Spike. You know, like, when he had his Britney Spears moment midway through the season and had the midlife crisis and he's yelling at fans, dude, I'm not going to lie. I was a little bit on the edge of my seat with him. But at the same time, it's every week in and week out, these guys, no matter what's being talked about. I mean, think about this. How many times have we talked about the stupid book that dude's reading on the sideline? I didn't like that. But he's letting these players be the way they are. Off the field, on the field as well. And you're seeing it. You're seeing them win as much as they do. I don't know how you can even think about, all right, well, if we get bounced in the playoffs this year, think about replacing him. Like, that's just a stupid comment. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, well, and
we're one game away from not having to deal with that.
Yeah, well, I don't care. They lose. There's gonna no matter when they lose, unless it's in the Super Bowl. I think there will be people that bring up Nick.
Yeah.
Now I
would never fire him though, right?
If they lose to Detroit
in the title game, you think?
I think so. I think it's possible. I think people.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it's possible. Now I don't think he'll be the headline.
Sure.
I think
unless he is the headline coming out of the story.
Like I said, unless he makes himself the headline,
right.
But he's done a pretty good job of not doing that for a while now.
Yep.
Hit the wrong button.
And he's comfortable with it.
Yep. Reese in North Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Reese?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Reese?
What up, Reese?
Hey, Reese.
I can't complain, man. Jack, actually, y'all my favorite trio, man.
Yeah. I missed you, buddy.
Know, I can't never get in on Monday unless I call early.
Oh, that's true.
Be blinging, hotline blinging. But just like I said last week, this week it's going to be an easy game. You got the Rams is coming from the West Coast on a roll on a short week. Easy money. The way our defense playing, and I've seen a stat today that said that Nick Sirianni, the team's, since he's been here, our home record, the defense only give up 8 points a game. So this defense
really?
Is going to play like
that.
Yep, I've seen that.
Eight?
I said
that
at
can't
home,
be right.
At home.
Nah.
At home. No, at home.
Nah.
Because if you look at when we beat the Giants a couple years ago, Danny Jones scored like seven.
Oh, you mean in the playoffs?
At home, in the playoffs.
In the playoffs.
Oh, okay.
Well, they've only played one home play.
Three.
Oh, right. Yeah, there's Sunday
and
then 2 and 22. Right, yeah.
Come on, fellas. Stay with me.
Sorry. We're trying to. We're trying to keep up with you.
Sorry. Yep.
You know, but we going now to Nick Sirianni. I do not like him a little bit. A little bit. And it's crazy because I don't like the other guy. I'm not going to say his name. So people would think I like Nick, but I don't like him at all. If we don't win a Super Bowl, he can't come back.
So, okay. So
what?
Okay. So, Reese, let me ask you this, and I'll bring up the other guy's name. You think Jalen's not good, and you think Nick's not good. How in the world are they 14-3 and home favorites in the division round of the playoffs?
Do you
see what I'm saying?
They got four All-Pro/Pro Bowl on the one line. They got two stud receivers. The whole offense is just like, I mean, any, many, mighty, mo, pick a guy to throw it to. And then the defense is young. We got the number one defense in the league. I'm not saying Nick, I'm not saying he's terrible, but he's not elite. He's not a top five. Top
Who are you coach. More in on, Reese? Jalen or Nick?
Oh, I'd rather shoot myself, kid.
Oh, jeez.
Nick. I'm going to go Nick.
Okay.
I'm going to go Nick for sure. Barry. and I'm going to give him 51%.
All right, Reese.
Yeah,
the
enjoy
call.
The game Sunday, Reese.
Yeah. So Reese thinks Jalen Hurts stinks. Nick Sirianni
stinks.
Right,
yeah, where am I supposed to go with that?
We're 14-3.
Yes.
We just won a playoff game by double digits.
And what did you say? If they don't win the Super Bowl?
Nick's gone.
Yeah,
Nick's
got to
go.
Yeah. See, that's what I mean. I can't.
High standards.
Yes.
Well, it's not used to be like Reese.
Unrealistic standards is what I would call them.
Yeah. He makes you seem like a Nick guy.
He makes me seem like the biggest Eagles fan in the world.
Yeah. I just can't even imagine watching the game if you're Reese and cheering. Like, he must be surprised every time they win.
Yeah, exactly. What are you doing during the game?
It's tough. I'll agree. I mean, as someone who's going through this.
You at least think Nick is pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah. It's like Reese is like Mad Mike, but he's being honest.
He's not doing a bit.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't think Mad Mike is being honest?
Yeah, but some of
you
it's honest.
You think Mad Mike enjoys the Eagles winning?
I think Mad Mike is more of an Eagles fan than he tries to play on
okay.
the show.
Yeah.
Reese, I think, is actually just being Reese.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mad Mike's doing a bit.
Yeah, Reese will tell you he's an Eagles fan. He just doesn't like Jalen or Nick.
Yeah.
Right.
Not there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah.
No, that would be hard to be an Eagles fan when you don't like the quarterback or the damn head coach, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
The two guys that are most responsible.
For everything.
Yes.
Yeah. So funny. I love Reese.
I'm a defensive guy. You just root for the defense.
Yep. Offense gets up there. So I hope they don't screw it up.
Yeah, they don't screw this up. Just give it to Saquon.
Are you a Nick guy, or are you just sort of like, are you just waiting? Are you just waiting to blame him? 215-592-9494. We have our guy, Broods, coming up next. Flyers and 50. We are the official Flyer show in Philadelphia. Make sure we have some good hip-hop beats for Broads to talk over, Jack, in there. Get him some underground stuff, because that's what Broads likes.
Yep.
And then Shady will join us at 3:30. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.